there, it's Tracy Tully, and you're listening to Tracy Tully Talks at bbsradio.com, the place to be right now, streaming live with another 60 minutes of thought-provoking topics, sharing with you conversations that are relevant today, tomorrow, and in the future. Join me each week on Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Australian time, AEST, 5 p.m. Wednesday PT, hello Los Angeles. If you missed the live show, jump onto your favorite podcasting platform and you'll find me on Tracy Tully Talks. We do have some adult language, so if you have some little ones around, pop on your earphones. Hello and welcome to another episode of Tracy Tully Talks. In the studio today, we have a women's fitness businesswoman from New South Wales, Port Macquarie, and her name is Rachel Lehman. Her business is Miss Motivator. So welcome to our show, Rachel.
Thank you, Tracy. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I can see your collar on your dog.
It's not, is it? I'm sorry.
That's all right. Your dog's figured out how that collar. So can I ask you some questions, please? I know our listeners will be very keen to hear about women's fitness and the business of that in Australia. So can you tell me a little bit about the woman behind Rachel Lehman?
Okay, so that's a pretty big question straight off the bat. But I am a mother of three. I have three little boys. And they are ages 6, age 8, and age 10. And they certainly do keep me on my toes here. As you mentioned, we live here in beautiful New South Wales of Australia, Port Macquarie. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place. So if any of the listeners ever have the opportunity to come here, come and say hi. I'm sure you'll love it. But as far as I go, as you said, I'm a women's fitness professional. So what I really love to do is to help women achieve. And so although I am a personal trainer, I do like to help women achieve in all areas of their life as well.
So the Australian fitness industry has been generally growing over the last 3 years, and it's about a $3 billion revenue per annum industry. Yeah. Now, you were telling me that earlier when we spoke that you specifically target women and women's programs. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you do there? What makes you unique in those programs?
So I like to ensure that we're helping the entire person. So there's one, it's one thing to go out and do your exercise and that kind of thing, but that doesn't help the entire individual. So from my point of view, I work a lot together in collaboration with other health professionals, and we look at areas of nutrition, we look at areas of physical health, any of the niggles and injuries and things like that that people might have. We look at managing their stress and how to go about that. And we look at the whole gamut of things that are impacting women in their daily lives to change small habits so that the accumulation of that is that people are starting to feel healthier and happier, and things just flow better in their life pretty much.
So what motivated you to go into this particular industry, Rachel?
Well, that's another interesting question, because I am actually a university-trained forest scientist. So I've been in the fitness industry for almost 10 years, and what motivated me to do that was that after I'd had my babies, I really didn't feel like there was a place for me, because I was no longer the woman that I was before I had my children. Life had changed. My body had changed and my requirements had changed, because now I had a little person to look after. It wasn't just as easy to come and go from a training session as it once was. And then I had a few physical things happen through having children, and I really couldn't find anyone that I felt could actually really help me or understand me. And I looked around and I thought, I really was into exercise before I had babies. And I thought, I really want to return to exercise, but I don't know where to start. Okay. And so that's where Miss Motivator kind of came from. Whilst I was on maternity leave from my corporate position, I then retrained in health and fitness, and then I started Miss Motivator as a little bit of a hobby, to be honest. And it grew and it grew as women were coming to me and I was able to help them. I then realized that actually this is really what I love to do, is to help other women be successful, help them to feel comfortable, and help them to understand that where they are right now is completely okay. You know, you're no longer who you were 5, 10 years ago. You've evolved from there. And so we need to ensure that we kind of evolve with that, if you know what I mean, and put things in place that support you in your at your present time.
So we grow and adjust to our abilities.
That's right.
For environment, for our physiological circumstances, and for what's happening within our lives.
Absolutely, yeah. So I do work with pre and postnatal ladies, mm-hmm. And then so my range of clients are anywhere from somebody in their 20s that may or may not have had any children, right through to those that have just had bubbas and are trying to return safely back to exercise, all the way through to postmenopausal women. So as you can kind of understand, every woman on that curve has got different requirements. Mm-hmm. And so what I really pride myself on doing is tailoring programs to suit each individual and helping them to understand the role that hormones play, the role that stress plays, the role that healthy nutrition plays in your overall health and well-being, and how to sort of fine-tune a few knobs as we kind of can understand what's impacting us at any particular time, to kind of help to support and to help, yeah, move people forward into a place where they're feeling happier.
I'm particularly interested, obviously, because of my age, in the postmenopausal work that you do, and you mentioned the word hormones. Can you talk to our listeners and myself, obviously, around this area?
Yeah. So as you can understand, different ages and stages, our hormones are taking different levels, and that affects so many things. And it's really common to hear women say that they're having hot flashes, or they're not sleeping, and all of these things that can come with menopause, and how that actually is affecting your daily life. So it can affect, obviously, lots of the people would understand that it can affect bone density. It can affect your BMI and the way that you carry the weight on your body. And your energy levels and so on. Sorry, I thought I turned everything off, but there's something popping up in the background. I think from that point of view, it's important for women to kind of understand that, and there are little things that you can do and you can change in your life that are going to help you to feel a little bit better, a little bit more balanced, a little bit clearer in mind, and those things that are really simple, that really actually impact on people, and oftentimes the symptoms are alcohol, are moving your body. Are you actually getting enough exercise? Are you actually getting enough sleep? And I understand that if you're having hot flushes in the middle of the night, then for me to turn around and say, well, you know, get some more rest is not actually possible in some cases. And the same happens for a new mum as well. Like if we're looking at the pyramid of things that of lifestyle factors that we can influence, sometimes we just can't influence the sleep but what else is there that we might be able to help you with to help to kind of counteract some of those symptoms that happen as we move through the stages. And so with menopausal or postmenopausal, basically anybody over the age of 40, super important is to keep going with the strength training. So it's quite common that people will make contact with me and ask me, is it okay for me to be lifting these weights? Why are we doing the strength training? And my answer to that is that the balance of the female hormone, the estrogen, you don't often see really big, muscly women around, okay? So weight training in females helps to actually increase your muscle mass, which is something that we naturally lose as we age. And that's a really important driver of how your metabolism functions and how you then are able to move through life as far as strength goes, but also how your body reacts to certain foods and things like that as well.
It's interesting. You're not telling us to get rid of chocolate, are you?
Absolutely not.
Quite easily.
No. I'm not. And I'm not that type of a trainer who will say it's all or it's nothing.
Yeah.
And don't do this and don't do that and don't eat carbs, and that's a whole nother minefield. But don't eat chocolate, don't drink wine, don't do all of these things. What I like to do is focus on the do these things.
Yes.
So eat and drink to nourish your body and your mind rather than the negatives of everything. And I really focus on that with my ladies as well in the goal setting sessions that we do, in that let's focus on the things that we do want to achieve. And really hone in on those rather than taking that negative of, well, I'm not going to eat that, because really what that does is it drives you to actually really want that.
Yes.
So then you find yourself eating a whole block of chocolate rather than just having a moderate amount. So I guess the way I look at things is everything in moderation, really.
Yes.
And I will put my hand up to being a chocolate lover and a champagne lover.
Oh, they sound perfect to get in some
yes.
strawberry.
Well, yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
A dash of water in between.
Oh, yeah. That's
cool. So how do you know that you're transforming lives with your passion?
I guess it comes through the feedback. It comes through the repeat service. It comes through the faces in front of me lighting up and laughter and the feedback, really. I'm often getting messages saying, thank you so much, Rach, for today's session. It was really amazing. I really enjoyed the social side of things as well. So although we're working out, I feel that I'm successful when I've helped women make connections with other women that are helping one another boost up. And then there's the physical and the practical side of things. So when I'm running a 10-week program, for instance, we start at the beginning and we have a logbook and we note down what our goals are. So we outline the goals, we outline what the potential obstacles are, we outline what the strategies are to be getting there, and then we will make smart goals, so specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time bound. So we will have a conversation around that so that we've got something to measure. So if I'm thinking about being successful, then when we come back to the end of the program, we can look back at the goals that we set ourselves and say, right, well, did we achieve this? Did we achieve that? You know, and how did we actually go? And so most times we can tick, 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 tick. And that's on top of the other kind of social things that I think are so important for people these days. I've got ladies in my programs that have moved to my particular town and not known anyone. I can think of one particular example where her husband said, "We're moving to this new town. I think it would be really good for you to join a pottery class." And no disrespect to pottery, okay? And she talks about this quite often because we do have celebrations at the end of every program as well. Yes. And she says, "Oh, I'm so glad that I didn't join pottery because I wouldn't have had the opportunity to meet all of you amazing people." So through what I'm doing is I'm helping these ladies make connections with others, and so that they're moving their bodies and they're catching up for coffees and they're nurturing themselves through one another when I'm not even there. And that to me is success, because I'm helping them in those other areas of their lives as well.
So they'd be contributing to each other's goals, in that the networking is extremely powerful, isn't it? And especially, but they help inspire each other and grow. So you're growing your community within a community and enabling them to help themselves and help each other. Really powerful stuff, isn't it? So do you have like a community Facebook?
So I have a number of different Facebook groups. I do have a Facebook membership group, and then we also have a community group, which anybody can join. And so the nature of those groups is that people start to interact and they start to post up what their healthy meal options are. Okay. And I will work through each week. I set my members' challenges. And so we have group targets, and then we also have personal challenges. And the way that we step through the program is that we work on small habits each week, and I will nominate some for them, but I also encourage my members to nominate their own. It might be as simple as having a herbal tea in the morning rather than going straight for the coffee, or it might be taking a multivitamin, or in my case, it's getting to bed early enough so that I can wake up with enough energy in the morning to teach my class, and I'm not a grumpy bitch. You know, because if I don't get enough sleep, then I get grumpy, and I'm grumpy at everybody. I'm grumpy at my kids, and that doesn't make me a nice human to be around. So having the community actually helps other people and brings them along. And the example that I was giving of the food and the healthy choices as far as food goes, people go, "Oh, that looks awesome. I'm going to do that tomorrow, you know, or I'm going to put that on my menu for next week." And so it does, it really helps in that kind of a way. We have on my online sessions, we do have accountability chats at the start of the week. So everybody has their own personal goals. And so we'll just do a quick run around the ground. How are you going, Trace, on your goals that you are setting? Do you need help? And then, you know, other members of the community can kind of put their hand up and say, "Well, I've been there and I can, you know, what about you try this or that?" So that, we, you know, it really is a community feeling, and so that nobody feels like they're doing this alone, because you certainly never are. There's always people in a similar place to where you are at.
So tell me, were you based in a gym before COVID started?
Never have I worked in a gym. It's not my scene. And that's really probably another reason how Miss Motivator came to be. because gyms are not for everybody. And my experience was in the very, very early days is that oftentimes when you've just had a baby, for instance, or even if you haven't been exercising regularly and you don't necessarily feel so great about, you know, your current self, you don't necessarily want to go to a gym and be surrounded by a lot of beautiful people posing in mirrors. And, you know, it's just not comfortable for a lot of people. And so what is comfortable for me is to work outdoors. And I'm fortunate enough to be able to work right at the beach. And so when we're doing our morning sessions, we're getting a beautiful sunrise. And so that's good for the soul as well, as well as the fresh air and so on. But in answer to the question, no, I've never been in a gym. I have sort of, I've done it my way, I guess. And I do have a private studio in which personal training clients come to, where I think there's one mirror in the place for checking technique. but it's not, people often feel more comfortable if they don't feel like anybody's looking at them. But to be honest with you, when people are out exercising, they're not looking at everybody else. They're just focused on their own game.
That's right.
So it's important to kind of highlight that, is that everybody's many people are too caught up in themselves to be worrying about what you're doing. So go out there with confidence and be yourself. Do your best.
Yeah. Now you were talking about setting goals, and then you were talking about 10-week programs. So am I right to say that you set a 10-week program to check your goals, or are you checking every week within that?
We're checking every week. Yeah. So within my online program, I'm actually seeing the people on the other end of the camera, much like this, a couple of times a week minimum. And so I'm seeing them online, and I'm seeing them face to face via the camera. And we're checking in all of the time. So as I mentioned, within the membership group, there are numerous accountability pieces that we work on every week. So I will pop a post up, and then people can engage and say, yes, I have achieved my active days this week. Yes, I have achieved my hydration this week, or and they're engaging with their goals. And some people's are, you know, around healthy eating, or they have a weight loss goal. So we put in all of those strategies there to kind of step through that process, so that there are small wins along the way. You can put a tick in the box, because our logbook actually does allow for your small things that are going to lead to that bigger goal that you've set for yourself at the beginning of the program. So it's a constant checking in, whether they be face-to-face here in Port, or whether they be online clients. Yeah.
So you were online before COVID started?
In a way, but not to the same extent. So in that sort of regard, COVID has opened up another element of business for me. In the past, as far as being online, as part of the programs, we work through different topics as we go. So we'll have a few weeks on nutrition. I talk a lot to ladies about women's health, and oftentimes I will get in experts that will touch on those subjects, and we can have an interactive conversation with those, or a masterclass if you like. So I was already doing those via Zoom, and so I was familiar with the technology and how that all worked. But as far as actually being an online trainer as such, I was not. But to be honest, I actually really enjoy it. And it was quite stressful in the interim to kind of get everything set up. And I think the word, you know, that everybody's using is to pivot your business, which I was fortunate enough to be able to do because I kind of felt a little bit comfortable with the technology already.
Yes.
And I guess when I started, of course, it wasn't perfect. But as time progresses and you streamline things, get different processes and things up and happening, it became much smoother. So the benefit of that online program as well is that I do actually do a recording of those. So we now have online about 100 videos of either workouts or masterclasses with my subject experts that we get in to talk through different things. So, yeah, I guess I wasn't an online trainer, but now I am, and I actually really enjoy it because it's given me an outlet to be able to reach more women. Because as you can kind of understand, if you're a sole trader, there's one of me and there's only so many hours in a day. So I found myself booked out, but now I'm able to reach so many more women. In fact, it's opened up exercise opportunities for lots of ladies that are at home. They're single parents potentially, or partners might be leaving early for work. I've got busy executives online as well, because it's really easy just to click on the link and open up, and there I am on the other side. So I guess the benefit of what I'm doing, and I call it live virtual training. So everybody gets set up with their gear at the start of the program, and so that I know that everybody has a certain set of gear, so then I can program accordingly. I do have the one-on-one discussions with them before we start the program, and we do the goal setting and so on. We talk about what little habits that they might be able to use and what the systems and strategies are going to be to achieve that goal. And then I'm holding them accountable to come and meet me online at a certain time. And that is the difference between an online program, I guess, that you can get from anywhere through an app or whatever, and it's a recording. In that instance, you don't actually have that interaction. You don't have that somebody on the other side saying, you know, squat a little bit lower or do this different exercise because I know that you have a sore knee, or, you know, you've got a dodgy shoulder, so you're not going to do this overhead press, for instance. You're going to do a bicep curl instead. And I get people to position themselves differently in front of the camera when we're doing different exercises so that I can ensure that they're really safe. And I can see exactly what you're doing. So I can give you, you know, a little bit more encouragement, or I know that you can go a little bit harder. The other benefit of the virtual program or the online live program is that I will ask everybody at the start of the session, and this comes back to the hormones and to understanding how we cycle through life and through the months, I guess, is that how are you feeling today is how I ask everybody as they pop in. Are you feeling thumbs up and so ready to go? Everything's great. I've got no niggles. I'm full of energy. I couldn't feel better this morning. Or am I feeling thumbs sideways, bit flat? Maybe I didn't have a very restful night. Maybe I've had a really big week and I'm just really tired, or, you know, and this includes a mental health as well. You know, are you feeling thumbs down? Okay. And if I see some thumbs down, then I go, okay, well, maybe I need to give Tracy a little break today. I won't press her as hard as I will push the person who's giving me the double thumbs up. So yeah, does that, that kind of answer the question? Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me, you, your clients do everything on Zoom, via
they
Zoom?
They do. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So they'd have to sort of set up in a big area, wouldn't they, to get themselves in?
Not really. No. So, you really just need about a 2 meter square, pretty much. Yeah. And there's so much you can do in your own lounge room. You don't need a big area at all. Yeah. Yeah. So we use resistance bands and we use dumbbells and we use a lot of body weight. And there's a real art in tailoring the program so that you're getting a really good workout and so is the next person, because we're all at different levels, of course. None of us are the same. And so that's where I come in on the other end of the Zoom to actually try to guide individuals so that they're getting what they need on any particular day.
So can you tell our listeners, especially our women listeners, I suppose, given that that's your genre, can you tell them the right way to lift up, say, 3 kilo hand weights? Is there a right or wrong way to lift them?
Yeah, of course. And it all comes down to body mechanics. And it all comes down to exactly what you're doing with it, okay? So what I find these days, and we do anatomy assessments as well, so which can all be done online, is that because we're so forward in our lifestyle, we're quite hunched in the shoulders. So oftentimes the very first cue that I will always give is stand up tall, bring your shoulders back and down, lengthen your spine so that you're nice and tall, and then actually I try to get people to think about what the actual movement is that they're doing and put their thoughts into the muscles that we're trying to engage. And so then sometimes exercise can become quite a mindful practice as well. Try to think about what you're actually doing rather than everything that you have to do when you get out of this session, you know, make the lunches and so on. So as far as it really just depends on what the exercise you're doing. But if you were doing a bicep curl, it'd be stand up tall, lengthen, shoulders are back and down, lengthen, lift up your chest, nice strong tummy, and then you're going to curl up and then curl down. And as you are doing the hardest part of the movement, that is when you should be using your out breath. And then as you're doing the easy part of the movement, that is when you use your in breath. That makes sense? So breathing out as you're drawing the weights up, breathing in as you're pulling them down. Now, the other thing that I'm really passionate about is pelvic floor health. And talking to women about vaginas, okay?
Yes.
Because it's something that's not really spoken about, and it's still to this day is quite taboo. But if we don't get it right, there is so much that we're missing out on. And I feel that there is going to be a whole demographic of women moving forward that may end up with women's health issues that potentially could have been avoided had they only have had the right information at the right time. And I'm really, really passionate about that, because in this era of social media and Instagram and Facebook and Pinterest and whatever else you can think of, we do a lot of Googling of body image, okay? So it's not really healthy. We have a bunch of celebrities who will have a baby and then the next day they've got their pre-baby body back, okay?
Yes,
so yes. I say no to pre-baby body, and I actually work with a group of affiliate trainers that are all postnatal fitness trainers on a campaign exactly around that, okay? So it's... where was I getting to? So oftentimes we think that, right, we just had a baby. Right, I'm going to jump back into exercise where I left off. Not necessarily the best thing for your body. And I really wish that someone had have told me this 10 years ago Things probably would have been different, okay? But now I know what I know, I feel like I am in the best position to help others in that on that same journey. So it starts with pelvic floor. It starts with understanding what kind of a birth you had. How did that impact on your body? Is there things that you need to rectify before you start back at your own old training regime? Because if we don't address these underlying things, then either we can end up with an injury, we can try to push through the pain, which is never recommended, and or we can be causing ourselves some concern that may not show up until we are menopausal or postmenopausal, when the availability of estrogen is not as high, and so therefore things start to sag, I guess. and your muscle function doesn't work the same, and your fascia isn't as strong as it used to be. But we can actually be impacting on our later life in our younger years. So yeah, same goes for things like osteoporosis and things like that. I recently been doing some study, and one of the things that was discussed within there is that osteoporosis is actually a young person's disease with an old person's presentation. Okay, so you're impacting on your bone health when you're young, up until your 30s, and then by the time when you're becoming older in your 50s or 60s is oftentimes when osteoporosis shows up, the symptoms.
Bit like some cancer, isn't it? Yeah, they say the major damage is done when you're young, and then it presents as when you're older. And it's all very good when you're young, because it's really not, we'll worry about that later. And then the later all of a sudden is there, and it becomes a problem. But the lifting certainly is. I've just finished, 2 weeks of moving house, and I was forced to lift a lot of very heavy boxes. So they're around the 30 kilo marks each, and there must have been about 50 of them in rain. And I was going upstairs in the rain and mud, putting them into my ute, I had a big trailer with a cage on it, and then taking them back over to the new house with more stairs. And I thought, this is either going to kill me, I'm going to slip down the stairs and break something, or it's going to be good for me. Yeah. And it was very grueling, extremely grueling, because I'd come from quite a sedentary period of time over COVID, and I'd allowed myself to isolate quite happily. And then I realised, oh, that wasn't smart, because all of a sudden I was presented with a situation I wasn't ready for, that I had to move, and I had to move in this really bad weather. And then by the last day, I was really getting quite challenged by it. So I thought, oh, all right, you know, I'll see if I can do it, and how many hours I can do it today. No, massive days. But I felt good, like incredibly sore. But I felt good afterwards, and it was like a big reminder to say, right, I keep going now, get your shoes on, get outside and walk, start Pilates up again.
Absolutely, And that's the thing with health and fitness, I guess, and well-being, is that we don't all want to be fitness models, or but we do need to be strong for life, and we do have to be healthy for our life, for our lifetime, if you like, because we only get one body.
Yes, we do.
And we're living longer, and women do live longer than men, of course, and so it's important to understand that whilst you might not be exercising to achieve anything in particular, you need to keep moving your body so that it stays healthy, so that your mental health is helped. If in that instance of you moving house, Trace, that That's endurance right there as well. If you're
it was endurance.
And so how many days did that go on for?
Two weeks. 14 days. Yeah. Wow. So what happened was I actually decided to overlap the rentals of the two homes because I was moving a lifetime over 30 years of gear. And our kids were supposed to come in at the beginning of the year and take a lot of their gear with them, furniture, big heavy furniture and everything. And with COVID, it didn't happen. So I was as well. And so what I did was, I decided to shop local and use a local furniture removalist, which wasn't to my advantage because at a certain hour they said, that's it, goodbye, we're finished. And I said, no, you can't, you haven't finished.
No.
I said, well, you'll come back tomorrow. No. And so I was left with quite incredible amount of furniture, heavy stuff. And the rain really impacted on it. And so I thought to myself, well, I teach resilience. I can either suck it up or I give in. And I just decided to, I'll go as far as I can go. And then if I need help, I'll ask for help. So I think in the last 3 days, I had to get a fellow in to slash the, I lived on a huge block and he needed to bring in his tractor and slasher and whippersniffer. And at the end, I said, what's your next job like? And he said, what now? And I said, yes. He said, oh, no, I haven't got anything to this afternoon. I said, do you want to help me lift some gear?
Yes.
He looked at all the stuff outside the house and he said, you go to the dump and I'll bring it all downstairs. And he was like, this little miracle came to, and he lifted all the heavy stuff. And then when I got back from the dump, he said, I have to go now. He helped me lift some onto the trailer because it was beyond lifting.
Oh, of course, yes.
And trying to sneak it up the pathway in the rain and drag it up the stairs of this house, it was challenging and very overwhelming for a while because the rain just made things worse. But it was one of those things that it taught me, and like everything in life, everything in life teaches you a lesson. And so I really needed to downsize desperately. So the kids probably won't have much to pick up anymore because it'll go to the dump. And the funny thing, well, it wasn't funny at the time, but the house leaked. So while I was away, with a huge storm. All my books were sitting there stacked in under it. I came back and it was just mud and water everywhere, all over my treasured books. And I'd lost all my treasured books in the And I looked at it and I looked at the ceiling and I thought, oh, no. And then I just thought, well, what can you do? There's nothing you can do. They're gone. So I thought, well, that's decluttering and,
that's a dramatic way to go about it.
Decluttered quickly. So, but it's all outside because I haven't got the energy to put it back in the trailer and take it to the dump. But I'll get there. But it's basically taught me a couple of things, I suppose, besides decluttering. And, and I've moved a lot in my life, so I'm used to it. We came from an armed services family, so we've moved a lot.
Oh, yes.
So that wasn't a big issue for me. And I had a giant trailer with a huge cage in it, which makes life easier when you move. So I had all that. But it was just my own frailty, where it was 2 years prior, I was extremely strong. Now, from a broken wrist and my hands aren't as strong. So I thought, right, that's it. Now that will motivate me to the next level. So I've decided to start swimming for the Masters.
Sorry.
That's all right. Someone's going to bring in and have a chat.
That's okay. Oh, dear.
So you talked about earlier, Rachel, you talked about having some foundational gear and that you check your clients have that gear. Can you share with listeners what sort of gear it is that you ask your clients to have when they start with you online?
Yeah, so it's really, really basic. And I actually source it for them, to be honest, and make sure that they have a delivery of what they need. But the gear is pretty basic. So we're talking about a resistance band with handles. We're talking a set of hand weights that can be as small as 1 kilo, because there's a lot of things you can do with 1 kilo hand weight if you use it properly. And then we have a small loop band, or what's sometimes known as a booty band. So we use those to pop around the knees, which really activates those glute muscles, our what we call the prime movers, which are really important to keeping leg strength, glute strength, keeping pelvis and back safe, I guess. So there's a lot we can do with a resistance band, and basically I'm there on the other end cueing people and demonstrating as we go, so that participants just need to slide out of bed in the morning, pop on their clothes, have their gear at the ready, and I'll often say, okay, so today you're going to need your weights, and your resistance band. All right, let's go. And so we start right from the very beginning, because most times, whether you've just gotten out of bed or if you're on the other side of the world, it could be the end of the day, but just because your body feels warm doesn't necessarily mean that your body is ready to exercise. You know what I mean? If you've been sitting all day, we need to do some work first to fire up all those muscles that we want to be awake before we start putting them under load and under tension. So as far as the gear goes, it's, you know, it will probably take up about that much room. If you were to tuck it away, you don't need anything complicated. And so really focus on availability pretty much to anybody at any time. So really just need a 2 meter square area free of hazards and so on. And then we can just sort of start moving. And I find that in that way, we focus a lot more on those daily functional movements that we need to do for lifting boxes, for walking upstairs, and for keeping our core body strong, so to try and guard against back concerns and knee concerns and those kind of things. So we start at the very beginning with waking up all of the muscles. Then we move into our workout, which is me there on the other side saying, now do this, now do that. Okay, 3, 2, 1, now let's do something else. Have a rest, have a drink, catch your breath. How are you all feeling? Thumbs up, thumbs middle, thumbs down. So I know Tracy needs to work a little bit harder. So then I can say, okay, Trace, I want you to swap to either your dumbbells. If I know that you've got a set of 5 kilo dumbbells, then maybe you need to dial up the intensity. And I will give cues of saying, okay, now I want you to be working at an 8 out of 10, for instance. So what I'm trying to work on here is to increase your heart rate. So I want you to be really working as hard as you can. Or I will say to them, what we're working on now is building muscle strength in this particular area. So, you know, stand up tall, open up your chest, shoulders back, and let's work on our biceps now, or, you know, for example.
It's an incredible world, and I can imagine a lot of women, especially with young kids, would quite enjoy the ability of having the opportunity to work at home, where they don't have to jump in the car, pack all the kids in the car, and then find a park and then get a parking ticket, and it goes on and on and on. Whereas kids can just play in their area while you do your physical work. I can see that as enduring post-COVID, as very much being a part of life.
Absolutely. And it works in the time saving. So even with the local ladies, I've got quite a number of them that have said, Rach, you have to keep this program. And I'm saying, okay, I'm hearing you, I'm keeping the program, because it saves them from driving in 15 minutes and then you get there and then possibly you get caught up in the chit chat, but not everyone's up for the chit chat. They just got to get home and start work. And in the instance of a few of the participants, they do have young children at home and husband has to leave really early. Mm. So previous to COVID, they had trained with me when family circumstances were different. And then it became too hard for them to be able to do that. Their lifestyle at that moment in time didn't make it possible. But now they can do it from their own lounge room. All of a sudden, we're back in the program, you know, and really enjoying it. And that goes for busy executives as well, that they don't want any nonsense, okay? They just want to hop on, get the job done and hop off. And then they're in their home, straight in the shower, do breakfast or whatever, and away they get on with their day. So that's the benefit of the online virtual live program, I guess, is that you're going to save time. You still get the benefit of having a trainer on the other end who knows you, who's been through pretty much ins and outs of everything about you, what to look out for, when to pick up the phone or send a message and say, Trace, you haven't been to training. What's going on with you? I treat people as they're not just a number on my book. I'm actually really passionate about everyone and exactly where they're at. So if you don't show up for class, even though you're in Queensland, then I'm going to be on your case and go, hang on, Trace, what's going on? You know, you committed. You told me you were coming to the classes because this is your end goal over here.
Yeah.
So there's an accountability side of things as well.
That's that whole that you mentioned to me when we spoke yesterday. You know, that's what you aim to empower women with, the whole holistic program.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's where when we're doing the onboarding process and we're kind of understanding where you actually are at, I will ask you, is there anything that we can help you with? So it might be that you've had a sore foot or a sore ankle for a very long time. We will get you in contact with somebody who's going to best help you in that area. Or you might be stuck for what healthy food to eat, or you might actually be really wanting to make a friend if you're new to town. So that kind of thing. What other people do you need on what I call your A team?
Yes.
To support you and set you up for success to then move forward and achieve what it is that you're here for, pretty much.
Sounds good. Yeah. But tell me, we're running out of time. I'm watching the time.
Wow, that's gone quick, hasn't it?
I know it does, doesn't it? It's wonderful. But what is your proudest business accomplishment? What would you say is your proudest?
I think it is. It's got to be almost pretty much right now. Having navigated through this year, as turbulent as it has been, and being able to create new programs and new services and reach further women all around the world and support them and come out at the other end, I still feel like a reasonably balanced individual. So just making sure that I'm ticking some of my own boxes along the way as well, because oftentimes in business you can be so far into it that you actually forget what helps to boost you up and gives you your energy. So I feel like I've navigated COVID and my business is actually thriving and I actually feel full of energy as well. So I'm thinking that that's a pretty massive win, yeah.
It is a big win considering COVID's been such a challenge for everyone, and especially in the fitness industry. I know our son has, as soon as COVID hit, they brought the work gym, or someone owned the work gym and brought it home, and they set it up under their house, and the whole entire COVID, they were getting very fit, and then they've all launched into boxing now as yes. well as and they're loving it, and it was such a who would have seen that coming
That's but right.
Good opportunity, isn't it, to flip and try something else. Tell me, if you were to have a conversation with your younger self, what would you advise them?
I guess I would say just follow your passion.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you hear it so often that if you're doing something that you love, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
And that's really how I feel right now. I've come from the corporate world, and I worked my way up the ladder, and I worked and I worked and I worked. And then there came a point where I thought, do you know what? I'm not really loving this, right? But I do love this other thing. It doesn't pay, but I love it. And now this is what I do every day, and I just love the engagement with people. Yeah. And I guess I would just say follow your passion, because it will be okay. Yeah.
Love it. Now, to our listeners, if you want to find Rachel, she is on her website, www.missmotivator.com.au. You can find her on Facebook, Miss Motivator Women's Workout, and your email address, they'll be able to find on a contact on your website.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And if people are looking for some more information or tips or things to kind of help them get started or help them find their energy, then there's a lot of links on different articles that I've written on the website as well. Yep. And if anybody is interested in jumping online as well, they can click on the link there and come on for a free trial, see what you think, see if it's for you or not. But, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Rachel. We're going to have to move on now. So I hope our listeners have enjoyed listening to Rachel Lehman from Port Macquarie. And thanks for listening to another 60 Minutes of Inspiring Talks on Tracy Tully Talks, brought to you by bbsradio.com. Now, tune in every Thursday morning. We start at 11 a.m. next week due to daylight saving. Visit my website, tracytully.com, no ease, and have a beautiful week. Thank you so much, everyone, and all the very best. Thanks, Rachel. Thanks for listening to another 60 minutes of inspiring talking points on Tracy Tully Talks, brought to you by bbsradio.com. Tune in every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Australian time, AEST, and 5 p.m. PT time in America. Leave me a message on my website at www.bbsradio.com/Tracy Tully Talks. If you're interested in lifting the profile, presence and profit of your business, sponsorship opportunities are available. Until next Thursday, it's goodbye from me.